This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with the markets from the Chicago Board of Trade from last Friday, March corn was down 2.25 cents at 374.25. May corn was down 2 cents at 382.25. And July corn was down 2.25 at 390. Soybeans for March were up 1.25 at 914.5. May beans were up 1.5 at 928.75. And July beans were up 1.25 at 942.25. Wheat for March was up 4 cents at 517.25. May wheat was up 2.5 cents at 519.5. And July wheat was up 0.5 cent at 522.25. Soybean meal for March was up 60 cents at 306.10. May bean meal was up 60 cents as well at 310.10. And July soybean meal was up 50 cents at $314 a ton. Finally, soybean oil for March was up 6 cents at 30.87. May bean oil was up 7 cents at 31.19. And July bean oil was up 6 cents at 31.49. Now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Friday's closing cash grain reports.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Grains are mixed after this morning's supply and demand report. It lowered the 2018 corn production at 14.4 billion bushels, with a national average of 176.4 bushels an acre, down 2.5 bushels an acre from the November estimate, all within trade expectations. Soybeans were at 51.6 bushels an acre for the national average, a half a bushel acre below November's estimate, and only slightly lower than the all-time record. In northwest Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 331 to 356. Soybean bids are up 3 cents at 828 to 866. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to down 3 at 344 to 358. Soybean bids are up 1 to 2 cents at 846 to 870. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a penny lower at 344 to 375. Soybean bids were up a penny at 850 to 881. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were a penny higher at 882 to 895. Basis is steady at 3300 to 20 under the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 281.10 to 296.10, up 60 cents a ton, with basis unchanged at 2500 to 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 cents lower at 349 to 368, with basis steady at 2600 to 6 under the March. Illinois river barge floating elevators quoted to producer corn bids 6 to 9 cents lower at 359 to 366, with basis down 4 to 7 at 1508 under the March. Soybeans ended steady to down 2 cents at 865 to 873, with basis down 1 to 3 at 1500 to 42 under the March. New crop wheat prices were 1 to 5 cents higher at 487 to 510, with basis unchanged to up 4 at 3500 to 12 under the July. East St. Louis barge floating terminal levies placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 386 to 387. These elevators raised their soybean prices 2 cents, quotations at 894 to 896. Soft wheat closed up 4 cents at 550 to 552, and Milo ended the day down 3 cents at 418 to 419. Contract bids for producers for fall delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 346 to 369, soybeans at 873 to 903. In the central part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 354 to 370, soybeans at 886 to 922. And in the southern part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 339 to 374, soybeans at 877 to 909, and June, July wheat at 490 to 520. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from last Friday's close on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for February were up $1.07 at $127.37. April live cattle were up $1.10 at $127.92. And June live cattle were up 95 cents at $118.10. Feeder cattle for March were up 85 cents at $144.10. April feeders were up $1.02 at $145.90. And April feeders were up $1 at $146.90. Lean hogs, however, were lower. February was down 22 cents at 55.05. April lean hogs were down $1.17 at 58.42. And May lean hogs were down 95 cents at 66.40. Now we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture for last Friday's closing cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound four carcass traded 13 cents lower in a range of $45 to $50 with the weighted average carcass price of $49.43. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 24, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 28, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 32, over 600 pounds at 28 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gelts at country buying points are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 26 to 35. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts have totaled 20,796. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $123 to $126.50, and on a dress basis traded at $198 to $204.50. Heifers on a live basis traded at $124 to $125, and on a dress basis traded at $198 to $204. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 258 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $64.82, which was 29 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $215.35, which was $1.36 lower, with select carcasses at $211.17, which was 36 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 104,000 for last week and 111,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 442,000 compared to 467,000 for last week and 432,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Fairview Sale Barn Auction results, total receipts of 2205. Special weanback feeder sale saw active trade with good demand on a high quality set of feeder cattle. Feeder steers large 1-2, 5 head with an average weight of 347 and an average price of 150, 13 head with an average weight of 422 and an average price of 172.66, 55 head with an average weight of 531 and an average price of 160.14, 160 head with an average weight of 634 and an average price of 146.14, 80 head with an average weight of 721 and an average price of 136.62, 228 head with an average weight of 824 at an average price of 139.98. 75 head with an average weight of 925 and an average price of 131.18. 1 head with a weight of 1,000 and a price of 101. Feeder heifers large 1-2, 2 head with an average weight of 335 and an average price of 143.43. 44 head with an average weight of 424 and an average price of 141.74. 98 head with an average weight of 523 and an average price of 138.41. 128 head with an average weight of 622 and an average price of 131.40. 17 head with an average weight of 757 and an average price of 121.77. 14 head with an average weight of 860 and an average price of 114.35. 1 head with a weight of 935 and a price of 98. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Legislation introduced by lawmakers from California would amend the Fair Labor Standards Act and end the minimum wage and overtime pay exemptions for farm workers. The Fairness for Farm Workers Act was introduced by Representative Raul Grijalva and Senator Kamala Harris, both Democrats from California, on Thursday. In a statement, the lawmakers say that it is unacceptable that many farm workers live in poverty, adding it's time for farm workers to receive wages they deserve. Harris called the legislation a major step forward for economic justice for farm workers. The 1938 Fair Labor Standards Act established federal standards for minimum wage and overtime pay, but the law excluded millions of agricultural workers who were overwhelmingly people of color. Farm workers gained some minimum wage protections in 1966, but exclusions on overtime persist today. The Fairness for Farm Workers Act would gradually implement overtime pay over the course of 4 years and bring greater equity to the American agricultural industry. And while we're on the topic, the most recent monthly jobs report showed an employment gain around the country. That's good news for the entire economy, including agriculture. Chad Smith has more from Washington.
The U.S. jobs report for January showed a gain of 304,000 new jobs in spite of the recent partial government shutdown that furloughed 800,000 workers. Agricultural Prospects President Dr. Bob Young says it's important to remember that the jobs report consists of two parts.
It's made up by an establishment survey where they go out and actually survey the companies or the firms that hire folks. Then they actually go out and survey households, survey folks that work. So the establishment survey, you know, as far as they were concerned, folks just didn't happen to be being paid, but as far as they were concerned, folks were still on the books, so there's basically no change in the establishment survey.
The household survey gives a better picture of the shutdown's impact on federal workers. Young says combining the number of federal employees categorized as unemployed on temporary layoff or unemployed but absent from work shows that roughly 242,000 federal employees were out of work during surveys for the January jobs report. In spite of the shutdown, Young says the U.S. economy is still in reasonably good shape, and he says agriculture should keep an eye on the jobs report because it's a good indicator of how well the economy is doing.
Still, over the last 6 months or so, we've been running about 240,000 new jobs a month. So from the job side of the ledger, you'd have to think the economy's doing pretty much okay at this stage of the game.
He says anytime the economy declines, it affects the overall demand for agricultural products.
Anytime we end up with a downturn in the economy or a significant downturn in the economy, it does end up affecting folks' demand, how they eat, where they eat. You know, when you've got a weak economy, you're not willing to go out and buy that steak. So if you're cattle guys, you know, this can have an effect on you. At this stage of the game, I think your story would have to be, again, general economy not doing all that bad. The jobs report pretty positive at this stage of the game.
Chad Smith, Washington.
The Department of Agriculture's backlog of reports delayed from the government shutdown overall provided a neutral outlook. The USDA reported 2018 corn production at 14.4 billion bushels, with a national average yield of 176 bushels to the acre. Meanwhile, the USDA says farmers harvested a record 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans, up 3% from 2017, with a national average yield of 51 bushels per acre. As of December 1, 2018, the USDA said corn stocks totaled 12 billion bushels, down 5% from last year, and soybean stocks were at 3.74 billion bushels, up 18% from last year. The new ending U.S. stocks estimate were neutral for corn, soybeans, and wheat, according to DTN lead analyst Todd Holtman. He says the world-ending stocks estimates were neutral for corn and wheat, but bullish for soybeans, and that the grain stocks report was bullish for corn and neutral for soybeans and wheat. The report includes the February crop production report, WASDE, crop production annual summary, grain stocks and winter wheat seedings, all delayed by the government shutdown. January WASDE reports were skipped by the USDA because of the shutdown. We also have the beef and pork export numbers as well. U.S. beef exports continued on a record pace in the month of November. However, pork exports trended lower year over year. Statistics from the USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, show that beef exports totaled more than 112,000 metric tons in November, 1% higher than the previous year. Export value jumped 6% to just over $709 million. For January through November, beef exports reached 1.24 million metric tons, 8% higher year over year. At a total of $7.63 billion, beef export value was up 16% and had already broken the full-year record set in 2017. November pork exports totaled just shy of 207,000 metric tons, down 8% year-over-year. The value fell 12% to $538.7 million as retaliatory tariffs in key markets continued to hit U.S. pork. From January through November, exports were steady with the record pace of 2017 at 2.23 million metric tons. The value also dropped 1% to $5.86 billion. In state news, we have the Illinois crop production summary for 2018. The planted area for corn was at 11 million acres and is down 2% from 17. Corn for grain was harvested on 10.85 million acres, which was down 1% from 2017. The corn yield is estimated at 210 bushels to the acre, which is up 9 bushels from 2017. Production is estimated at 2.28 billion bushels, which is up 4% from the previous year, and this is the record highest yield and the third highest production on record. A planted area for soybeans was at 10.8 million acres, which is up 2% from 2017. The harvested area for soybeans was at 10.75 million acres, which is up 2% from the previous year. And the soybean yield estimate is at a record high of 65 bushels to the acre, which is up 7 bushels from the previous year. Production for the entire state is estimated at a record high 699 million bushels, up 14% from 2017. The harvested area for winter wheat in 2018 was estimated at 560,000 acres, which is up 90,000 acres from the previous year. Winter wheat yield is estimated at 66 bushels to the acre, which is down 10 bushels from 2017. And production for the entire state was at 37 million bushels, which is 3% above 2017. Grain stocks for corn as of December 1, 2018 totaled 2.08 billion bushels, which is down 1% from December 1 of 17. On-farm stocks totaled 1.1 billion bushels, while corn off the farm totaled 983 million bushels. Soybean stocks as of December 1 totaled 671 million bushels, which is up 32% from December of 2017. On-farm stocks of soybeans totaled 325 million bushels, while beans off the farm totaled 346 million bushels. Wheat stocks from last December totaled 34.6 million bushels, down 26% from December of 2017. On-farm stocks of wheat totaled 1.85 million bushels, while off-the-farm wheat stocks totaled 32.7 million bushels. Winter wheat seeded for harvest for this year is estimated at 600,000 acres, the same as 2018. Moving on to local news, we have the Greenville Livestock Auction's results from their latest sale this past Wednesday, February the 6th. There were a total receipt of 849, 841 of which were in cattle. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady on high choice and unevenly steady on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded steady on high choice and steady on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded unevenly steady on medium-large 1-2s and steady to weak on unvaccinated, unweaned to short-weaned calves and medium-short 2-3s. Slaughter cows traded unevenly steady on better cows and a dollar higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded steady. And as always, you can catch the full report on the website at WSMIRadio.com. With spring right around the corner, it's time to get a head start on the upcoming garden season by starting seedlings indoors. The U of I Extension will host a Starting Seeds Indoors workshop, and it will be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. Join University of Illinois Extension Horticulture Educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of techniques for starting seeds indoors. This program will take place this Wednesday from 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m. The cost for the program is $5 per person, and it will include handouts. Please pre-register by visiting the website at go.illinois.edu /CJMM or by calling the Hillsboro Extension office at 532-3941. The registration deadline is tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 12th. For this Monday morning, February the 11th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.